Short story, Whispers of the Mind by Bella. Ethan had always thought he was just a little more perceptive than others. He could always tell when something bothered his friends, even if they didn't say anything. It wasn't until he was in his late 20s that he realized he had a gift, or, depending on how you looked at it, a curse. It started one day when he was walking down the street and heard a voice in his head that wasn't his own. It was his neighbor, Miss Rodriguez, and she was thinking about how much she missed her late husband. At first, Ethan thought he was imagining things, but as he walked down the street, he also began to hear other voices. A man in a business suit was thinking about how much he hated his job. A woman pushing a stroller was thinking about her fight with her husband that morning. It took a while for Ethan to come to terms with what was happening to him. He went to see a therapist who diagnosed him with a form of telepathy. There was no cure, the therapist said. Ethan would have to learn to live with it. And so he did. He learned to control the voices in his head, to focus one at a time, and to block out the noise when he needed to. But it wasn't easy. Sometimes he heard things he didn't want to hear. Dark thoughts, secret desires, things people would never say out loud. It was like he was a peeping Tom in their minds. He tried to use his gift for good. He helped friends and family members who were struggling with personal issues. He used his knowledge to diffuse conflicts before they turned into fights. But it wasn't always that simple. Sometimes he heard things he wished he hadn't. And other times he heard things he couldn't ignore. One day he was walking through the park when he heard a woman's voice in his head. She was thinking about how she was going to kill herself. Ethan didn't know who she was, but he knew he had to do something. He followed his voice to a bench where a young woman was sitting, staring blankly ahead. "Excuse me," Ethan said, sitting down beside her. "Are you okay?" The woman didn't answer. Ethan could feel her despair like a weight in his chest. He took a deep breath and reached out tentatively with his mind. "It doesn't have to be like this," he said. "There's always hope. There's always a way out." The woman looked at him, startled. "Who are you?" she asked. "Just someone who cares," Ethan said. They talked for a while, and eventually the woman opened up to him. She had lost her job. Her husband had left her, and she felt there was no point in going on. Ethan listened, offering words of encouragement and understanding. By the time they parted ways, the woman was smiling, and Ethan felt he had done something good. But again, it wasn't always that simple. There were times when Ethan heard things he wished he hadn't. He heard his boss thinking about how he was going to fire him. He heard his best friend thinking about cheating on his girlfriend. He heard his own mother thinking about how much she regretted having him. It was those moments that made Ethan wonder if his gift was really a curse. He wondered if he would be better off without it. If he could be like everyone else. He knew deep down that he couldn't change who he was. He was stuck with this gift, whether he liked it or not. And so he learned to navigate the ethical and emotional challenges that came with his ability. He learned to use it for good, even when it was difficult. He learned to keep his distance from people when he needed to avoid getting too close to their thoughts. He learned to balance his own needs with the needs of those around him. But there was one person he couldn't keep his distance from. Her name was Anna, and she was the new hire at his office. From the moment he met her, He knew he was in trouble. Her thoughts were like a siren song, drawing him in, making it hard to focus on anything else. Anna was smart, funny, and beautiful. She had a quick wit and a kind heart. Ethan couldn't keep but be drawn to her. But he also knew that getting involved with her would be a mistake. He had tried that before, with disastrous results. It was hard to resist her, though. They worked in the same department and were often paired up for projects. They would spend hours together, talking, laughing, and working side by side. Ethan tried to keep his thoughts to himself, but sometimes he slipped up and Anna would give him a curious look like she knew he was holding something back. One day, they were working late, trying to meet a deadline. Ethan was exhausted, his mind a jumble of thoughts and emotions. He was about to call it a night when Anna spoke up. "Hey, Ethan," she said, looking up from her computer. "Do you want to grab a drink? I know a great place down the street." Ethan hesitated. He knew he shouldn't, but he also knew he couldn't resist her. "Sure," he said, trying to sound casual. They walked to the bar together, their footsteps echoing in the empty streets. Ethan's heart was racing, his mind a flurry of conflicting thoughts. He knew he was playing with fire, but he couldn't help himself. They ordered drinks and sat at a small table in the corner. The bar was dimly lit, and the music was soft. Ethan could feel Anna's presence beside him, like a warm blanket. They talked about work, about their hobbies, about their families. Ethan tried to focus on the conversation, but his mind kept wandering. He could barely hear Anna's thoughts, like a whisper in his ear. She was thinking about him, he realized. Thinking about how she wished he would make a move. And then suddenly, he did. He leaned across the table and kissed her, his heart racing. Anna responded eagerly, her arms wrapping around his neck. They kissed for what felt like hours, lost in the moment. But then something shifted. Ethan could feel Anna's thoughts changing, becoming darker. She was thinking about her ex-boyfriend, about how much she missed him, about how she wasn't ready for this. Ethan pulled back, his heart sinking. He could feel a distance between them, like a physical wall. Anna looked at him, her eyes sad. "I'm sorry," she said. "I just can't do this." And with that, she got up and left, leaving Ethan alone with his hot thoughts. He knew he had messed up and let his own desires cloud his judgment. He knew he had to be more careful in the future. But he also knew that he couldn't help how he felt. He couldn't help how his heart raced when he was near Anna and how she consumed his thoughts. He knew he was in too deep. He walked home alone that night, his mind jumbled with conflicting emotions. He knew he had a gift, but sometimes it felt like a curse. He knew that he had to find a way to navigate the ethical and emotional challenges that came with it, or risk losing everything he cared about.